It's the 19th of June, and this is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute, trying to explain why I think Jeremy Hunt, the Secretary of State for Health, had absolutely no choice when, precisely 1 week ago, he had to come to the House of Commons to announce that he had suspended what is called the Safe and Sustainable Review. Now, you'll recall that this was the process, the rather long-winded process, that the National Health Service used in order to try to rationalise the places where children's cardiac surgery was undertaken in England. It led to a controversial decision that those facilities in Leeds, Leicester and the Royal Brompton would close. And finally, it found itself in the hands of the Independent Reconfiguration Panel, which is a kind of court of appeal of last resort, where the top clinicians in the land look once more at the evidence base that underpinned the proposals that the NHS put forward. And to say that they found that evidence wanting would be an understatement. It is a devastating critique of a process that has lasted years, cost a fortune, and led to two very contentious judicial reviews. It says that those who put forward these proposals didn't gather the evidence properly, that they were biased in the composition of their project, that they misrepresented some of the evidence, and that they didn't deal fairly with those stakeholders that took part in the consultation. Now, the NHS claims its consultation was best practice. But in the briefing note that we're circulating today, where I have summarised the criticisms that have been made against that consultation, you'll find there are lots of issues that are deeply troubling and should deeply trouble all those other parts of the National Health Service or indeed any other public service that are trying to bring about significant change. What indeed is best practice right now in consultation? Well, we in the Institute are doing compliance assessments with what we think is best practice regularly. And I have to say, had we done a compliance assessment of Safe and Sustainable, we would not have found them compliant. Neither did the reconfiguration panel, and neither did Jeremy Hunt. He was dead right. He had no choice.